Thank you very much. My name is Billy Bob Richards. I'm a good friend of Scott Spencer's. Scott was a true mountain man. He's one of the few people his age who was actually raised in Telluride. And the only extended period of time he had away from here, he spent at Alta, Utah, but he was still in the mountains. Scott loved a good party. His bachelor party was a two-day affair at a ranch outside of Moab, Utah. The food was fantastic. The mind-altering substances were in abundance, but we still found time for a mountain bike ride or two and a hike. Scott and Sarah's wedding shortly thereafter was another great party, marred only by the fact that Sarah lost her wedding rings for a short period of time, but they were soon found. 20 years ago, we lost another good friend in an avalanche, Ryan Hartnett. Scott and Sarah were part of that ski party. Scott was inconsolable in this loss. He thought it was all his fault. He took full responsibility for everything, even though there were 8 or 9 other people in the party. That, to me, demonstrated Scott's character. He was always upfront, always taking charge, making sure everything was right for everyone. My wife and I were older than these people that were involved in this accident, and my wife, Peggy Sue, organized the memorial for Ryan. Since that time, we've been like family with these people, and it's lasted for over 20 years. Bluegrass, of course, is another great party. And again, Scott would organize us, get us, get the chairs out early, get us sleeping in line, arrange for speedy people to run in with them and get the tarps in. So we were always front and center, like we are again here today. Sunday brunch was a tradition on our tarp, and Scott could be seen wheeling in a small wagon load full of goodies for us. He'd often cook up a Cajun specialty for us to enjoy. We went to Crested Butte more than once with Scott and Sarah to ski, of course, but also to listen to bluegrass music. He took us once to a barn, and Sam Bush was playing there. It became a tradition of ours to go to Alta and snowbird with Scott and Sarah. Before our mountain opened in the fall and after it closed in the spring, the snowbird Alta area staying open longer than Telluride. Again, Scott would organize it. He'd arrange for us to have a place to stay, either with friends of his or at the Gold Miner's Daughter Hotel, where he had worked for some 10 years. It was wonderful to be there with Scott. He knew the area, the ski area, like the back of his hand. On a powder day, skiing with him was great. I remember one particular day we skied this couloir. There was barely room for 4 ski lines in it, and there were 4 of us. And we got great powder skiing. Next lift ride up, we looked back over at the couloir, and there's about 40 people at the top of it, all trying to ski that run. But we had got the good snow, and we were following Scott off someplace else. I remember one ski run he took us on, you could only access the top of the run by climbing up a fixed rope. When the powder was gone in the ski area, Scott would take us to the backcountry, usually the mountains between Little and Big Cottonwood Canyon, and we'd continue skiing there. I can't really say that I ever skied with Scott. He was just too fast. But he was gracious enough to take us to the runs, point us in the right direction, and wait for us at the bottom. We skied Gold Hill here in Telluride long before there was a lift there. I've climbed 6 of Colorado's famous 14,000 foot mountains. Five of those climbs were with Scott. Twice we did Wilson Peak, and we did an epic climb in one day of El Diente and Mount Wilson. Scott and our friend Tom Smith led the way. You got up high and there was no trail. They did the route finding for us older guys. And if it hadn't been for all the extra work they'd have done, I'm sure I'd have never made it. Scott worked as a manager at the front end of hotels and loved to interact with the guests, and in that way passed on his love of the mountains and the Telluride area to the visitors. Scott could not have accomplished what he did without the support and encouragement of his life partner, Sarah. The only real dispute I ever saw Scott and Sarah have was over which football team to root for. Sarah was from Wisconsin and was a Green Bay Packer fan, and Scott, of course, loved the Raiders. Wait a minute, did I say Raiders? He was a dyed-in-the-wool Broncos fan. Scott and Sarah raised two wonderful children, Peter and Jack. And Jack, Scott once had Jack at the top of Palmyra Peak, which is about 1,000 vertical feet above the top of the Lift Well ski run. Scott got him down safely, although it was a no-fall zone, and Jack loved the experience. I'd like to thank Planet Bluegrass for giving us an opportunity to say a few words here today, and a special thanks for allowing them to let Jack run his tarp in ahead of everybody else on Thursday. Here's to Scott. I loved him dearly, and we miss him sorely. Thank you very much.
I'm Scott's buddy Chris from Durango. The Sunday brunch, Father's Day brunch, was the highlight of Bluegrass for us. We started it about 15 years ago. We've met hundreds of you up on the tarps up front. If you want some gumbo, dipped strawberries, or just say howdy, come on by. Scott's favorite thing was meeting new people and making friends for life. All of you are welcome on our tarp. Join us for brunch. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. And a special thanks to Craig, Steve, Julie, everyone who's ever been affiliated with Planet Bluegrass. We're all one giant family. Thank you.